Sri Lanka in the world, why so little effect? Why so little gains attainment?
Because the important thing you have to remember is
whatever happens, I not stop before I get Sotapanna. Whatever happens, I not stop before.
Yes.
Like you need to have a strong determination. Whatever happens, I not stop until I get it.
It's like
we are walking like the path, the middle path.
And then we see many things.
Oh, nice.
Like for example here, this road. So if we stop all the time, oh, very nice this, very nice this, very nice this, we not progress. So in this practice, we just know, okay.
But we not stop.
Just pass.
Go.
We not stop. We not stop with something. We not cling, we not attach.
So whatever happens in your practice,
they're coming. Maybe
it's good, maybe it's bad, maybe
frustration, maybe this and that.
Whatever you experience in your practice, continue.
Because there will come a lot of things.
You just continue with your practice.
Because we... Yeah.
Because it's not about what you experience. It's about practicing to experience. Practicing experiencing. But the what is unimportant. But we focus only... If it's not nice, if it's not good, then there must be something wrong.
No. Because here we are not practicing for nice or for good, we are practicing to know. Knowing the nice and the not nice.
How do we know if we found Sotapanna?
You will know. You will know by yourself.
But there are...
At that time, we can stop.
Huh?
After getting that.
But well, after that,
up to you.
Yeah,
you can stop. But
you will not stop.
But I promise you, you will not stop.
Yeah. That is the answer.
You will really, really, really start now.
The extreme path.
Yes.
Now, after that, you have no choice anymore to stop or not to stop. Before you have a choice,
after that you have no choice.
So yeah, we have come to the place.
Okay. Then when in daily life the mind will stop, the sati. And like the mind comes back again like to the foundation here. Yeah, then also like controlling. And then at the moment in the mind comes back, you want to keep that state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're controlling again.
Mm-hmm.
And this, then you have to also recognize you're controlling again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to let go of that. And then again, the Dasati.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you from often seeing, like getting lost and controlling, mm-hmm. the mind recognizes, remembers these two states.
Mm-hmm. Two extremes.
Two extremes, exactly. In Antama, like in the first sutta, the Buddha was talking about the two extremes you should avoid.
Mm-hmm.
So like... sensual gratification, going after your senses, the content,
mm-hmm.
like interested in what you see, what you think, what you hear, what
mm-hmm.
the other, this is sensual and sensual gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is like controlling,
mm-hmm.
like trying to
mm-hmm.
force things.
Mm-hmm.
We just watch, mm-hmm. just watching. So from knowing what is wrong, the mind is automatically right. So we create sanya about mind, when the mind moves, this is mind moving, getting lost,
mm-hmm.
getting into the object,
yeah.
getting sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
You can translate it also like in the five hindrances.
Mm-hmm.
They try to get your attention,
mm-hmm.
you get sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So when you become proficient in when the mind moves, when the mind goes out, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing like with controlling, you know it. And so more and more you get like the real samadhi. The real samadhi means like you're not getting lost in something, you're not controlling. You're just like observing, but clearly and still. And then, yeah, like vipassana, this is like the wisdom path. Yeah, you have the foundation that you do vipassana, clearly seeing what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything jumps in your face, you don't need, all the insights, all everything. Yeah, like just you prepare the mind, you do the course, mm-hmm. the rest happens by itself. Okay.
Nothing to ask for me. If you like to ask a good profound question,
where's
everything?
Where?
Please, use the chance.
We met in Switzerland, huh?
Yes.
There you also not. How you came here?
This is I in Sambara in Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka.
Yes. Before then,
this was in my first trip then to Switzerland. No? Like, was this on where I was in Tudong or no? I was not in Tudong. No,
no,
it was the first one. First one, first visit. Yeah.
After you came back from Thailand.
Ah, yeah, okay. This is my visit there. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Then went to Mudadaya. Of course, I came a second time to Dhammapada. I was like walking to Tudong from Germany to Rome.
To Rome?
Yeah, I do like the St. Francis way.
Uh-huh.
Like,
on your own?
With one lay people together, which I met in Chitrast.
Ah,
like after Mudadaya, I went for the winter retreat in Chitrast.
Uh-huh.
And then, because I went every year on Tudong, my heart wanted to go on Tudong, and why not try it in Europe? I think there are also good people here. Let's test. And then I was like one day person, I want to go with you. And then before we started, like we started at the house of my parents in Germany, my father was asking in the end, you are someone who prepares to become a monk? Like the lay person had like very long hair, like was gothic scene before. I was thinking, no way, it's not for me. Just like adventure. Now he's a monk.
He's a monk?
You're ordained in England, yeah. That trip changed him. Like it's like in the Buddha time, the people said, don't meet the Buddha, because if you meet the Buddha, he changes you. Like the Dhamma has like a changing ability, like power. Very, very, how is it, poisonous. Very strong. Strong drug.
This is that place. Are you spending the Vasan in Sri Lanka now?
Anuradhapura, close to here. 1.5 hours from here.
Ah. On your own? Or?
With another monk.
Ah, okay.
Like two months.
Like that you from Sri Lanka?
Okay. Yeah, Sri Lanka. But he stayed in Anachal for a few years.
Uh-huh.
And so he knows the Thai tradition, he speaks English, and he invited me to come. Uh-huh. And actually I not intended to stay here, but he pleased me, asked me to stay.
Uh-huh.
And like to help him in some certain way, and he accepted. Or like to help for that for certain reason. And
but you have to withdraw interest in the world, in the sensual world, interest in what's going on in your mind, and just completely, wholeheartedly focus on our practice. How to cut that, see that there's no value in that. Like the mind going on.
There's only like one way, if we like see the three characteristics,
mm-hmm.
like either of them is fine. So if you like see the suffering, like when you let your mind wander, you see something, and then agitation or desire arises.
Mm-hmm.
And if you then see the suffering in agitation and desire, then your mind gets the connection. Well, how could this happen? Well, it could happen because I was not mindful when contact happened. And when because contact, then like Vedana, and then a little bit of thinking, and then comes like the desire and the agitation. You have to think a little bit, like to analyze what you see or what you hear and this, and then agitation and desire comes up. So and if you see like the suffering from agitation and desire, the mind searches for how could it arise, and then he sees, oh, because I'm mindful, because like I stayed on that object. And you know, I was not mindful, I was not like someone and see, like, and not controlling the senses, not no sense restraint.
Mm-hmm.
So if you then see the connection, like this is one example, like from dukkha, if you see like the dukkha in it, the mind, he doesn't like dukkha. So he searches how to not to have dukkha. And then he finds a solution, well, if you stay with like the body and mind, not like let your senses wander, then how dukkha can arise. So by nature, he wants to stay with the body and mind, like with the four satipatthana, you can say, because he not wants dukkha. And this is then also like the main, because he says, he sees like Gama Vidok and Payabhat Vidok. Gama Vidok and Payabhat Vidok. Maybe this is Thai. Sensual thoughts and agitation thoughts, like
Papancha.
Gama Vidok. Kama Vitaka and Payabhat Vitaka. Payabhat?
Vyabhaga.
Huh?
Vyabhaga.
Payabhat.
Hatred.
Yeah, hatred.
Hatred.
Yeah. Like, because they come because of contact. He was not like restrained when contact happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see, when your mind has enough wisdom to see the suffering in it, so he gets like the connection, well, it could arise because I was not I had no sense of strength. Mm-hmm. And this is then also like the way to go, this is now going the way to anagami. This is now the way where you, where the mind loses interest in the senses. Mm-hmm. Because like he sees the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't let go of anything if he not sees the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So now you understand maybe there is no self, but you still, because of habits, you still are interested in it. You still have like like you not yet saw the suffering in it. You saw there is no self, but not the suffering. So you still like delight into the body and mind. Mm-hmm. You're still delighting in it. So this is like one way, and the same can happen with anicca, the same can happen with anatta. Like if you see, this is then how nibbita and viraga can arise, and that the mind loses interest in it, goes away, it goes like to vimutti, no. Until, like the fire again, a cup comes. Where then, like the first two defilements really cut. Because now you not cut any defilement yet. They are all free active. So anagami stage, first time when you cut two of them, but you still have more of them. But like step by step. So it happens only like you need to have the right kind of samadhi. Then you see, then you can do vipassana. Then you see like the three characteristics. And from that, maybe the motivation. Like from that comes like the nibbita viraga. So what you have to do is like what you heard it like to get the right concentration. It's not get lost and not try to control.
This is the samadhi, did you say?
This is the samadhi, because you cannot do vipassana without samadhi. Before you had like a good run, just like one good run.
Mm-hmm.
and then it happened. But that's yeah, you're not yet, you're not professional yet. So now you need to, and you also like have little wisdom. This is why you're not, you know, don't maybe not really see it. Also like there are different kinds of levels of understanding. Some have a little bit more analytic mind, some have a little bit more samadhi, so a little bit clearer, and many different things. So this is what you have to work on kind of stable mind.
So it's lower dose and lower, shaking the mind.
Yes.
And as you reduce lower dose and lower, the mind becomes more and more stable, more and more settled.
Sure. That's helpful, sure. Clearly seen by me. This what I'm talking is like clearly seen.
Okay.
I see it in daily life. No doubt about that.
Do you find you conducive for progressing in the practice center?
If not, how could I tell you what I told you?
Oh.
Where does this knowledge come from? You have to leave, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to have one more time.